That was Planetary Wonder, the current release from singer-songwriter Zara Desai, and I'm delighted to be joined by Zara on the line. Hello, Zara.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, very well, thanks. Thanks for joining me today. Now, Zara, you're 13 years old, but your recording career started at the age of 5, which is incredible. So tell us about that.
Yes, so I wrote my first song with my dad on the piano when I was 5. And it was, first of all, just for fun, but then we thought this could actually go somewhere because I loved it. It was so much fun and I enjoyed it. And as I got older, my dad kept saying, let's try different ideas because it was really cool before. And slowly enough, we just brought out an album and it turned out to be something that I really loved.
That's incredible that you were doing it at that age. So you must have... you must have had a love of music as long as you can remember, really. So, I mean, who did you listen to growing up? What kind of artist did you like?
I have listened to Billie Eilish, Phineas, which is her brother. I've been listening to them for a long time because their songs are really, I guess, a very good vibe to me. They're very catchy. They're slow at the same time. I like their music in general, which I think they're great artists. I've always listened to them, actually. But yeah, I've basically listened to them for a long time.
They're your main sources of inspiration, are they? Sort of, you know, that got your love of music and is keeping you as a singer-songwriter?
Yes, absolutely. I think they're incredible artists, and I love being inspired by them.
Mm. Now, you're mainly a singer-songwriter, but you're a musician as well. You mentioned that you played the piano. So how old were you when you learned the piano?
I started learning the piano when I was about 10 years old, so about like 3 years ago. Hmm. It has not been the biggest thing in music for me because in the music category, I like singing a lot. But at the same time, as an artist, I think you should know how to play an instrument, which you can like incorporate with your singing, which could sound so cool and make it seem like you can do more things in the music industry.
It's obviously a very useful thing to know if you're writing, because then you can just go to the piano and just, you know, wonder if it sounds better if I do this and I do this. And then you can sort of tinker about and sort of adjust your songs a lot easier.
Yes, for sure. It's very helpful.
Yeah. You're also a dancer as well. You've been traveling across the United States performing at dance competitions. So what style of dance is that? Is that that's more of a traditional Indian dancing, is it?
I actually do ballet, jazz, and all of the above for those styles. I do not travel the United States to do traditional Indian dancing, but if I choose to do a solo at a competition with a studio I dance with, I chose to do a traditional Indian dance fused with contemporary because I thought it was cool to incorporate some of my religion as well as with the current ballet, hip hop, etc., and sort of make a fusion dance out of it because I thought, why not incorporate something of my own?
Yeah, have you had a lot of success with the, because you've been in competition, haven't you?
Yes, I have. I have competed since I was about 9 years old, and I love being on stage and showing the stage presence to people. And it has been such a cool experience because I get to dance with thousands of other dancers, which are also so incredible and inspire me so much because their stage presence, their technique is all so different, but also perfect. And they perfect every single movement. That's why I love competition more for classes as well. Then I can get inspired by other people and see how they show their presence to people and how they become a better dancer. And so I can kind of follow their footsteps.
So you're learning a lot from these people that they're technically very good and it's making you stronger, really.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. It's very inspiring for me to look up to these people of all ages for their presence and their confidence.
Now, I mentioned the bit about traditional Indian dancing because I did check out your YouTube channel and you've got some dances on there. And your most popular dancing video has over 4 million views. I mean, that's amazing.
Yes, it was a very big surprise for me and I was over the moon excited for that. I have basically started doing traditional Indian dancing when I was about 7 years old. I started doing it at a slightly younger age and slowly trying to progress. And my mom and dad and I all came up with the idea that I should make a YouTube channel and make dance videos out of this and do something different and see if the internet likes it. And then it was a very big surprise when I saw that this video had hit 4 million views. And it was insane because I never expected anything like that to happen.
It's absolutely fantastic. You've got another one on there that's had a 2 million or more than 2 million as well. And it must be mind-blowing, really, to know that so many people are watching it and enjoying it, really.
Yes, it's crazy. It's almost like unbelievable. I feel like it's not real sometimes.
Let's go back to the music. Tell us about Planetary Wonder, the track we played. What inspired you to write this song?
Planetary Wonder is a song that my dad and I did together, and I make a lot of music with my dad because he is a producer. His name is Kenz Desai. He is so talented and makes so many good tracks, and I thought it was such a good idea, as well as him, that we should make a trance track, like a dance track, because I love dancing to tracks that have a big beat to it, that you can really express yourself and really have a lot of energy to it. So he and I had wrote this song together, and it built up how it is now, and we thought, let's turn this into a single, and decided to release it and see how it would go.
And it's been, it's early days yet, but it's been going, very well so far. And it's very inspirational, isn't it, Planetary Wonder? It's something that you've written to inspire your own generation.
Yes, I do want people of my generation that don't have the biggest confidence in themselves, I want them to really know that they have a voice and that they can show themselves in different ways that can be incredible. I want them to know that they are also not alone and that they're not weird in any way, that you can express yourself in so many ways and that they're important in this world.
Yeah. Now, the other track you've released at the same time is Deep South. Is that a reference to where you live? I think that's... Are you part of the Deep South where you are?
Yes, that song was definitely a reference for fun as how my routine is as a dancer and things I do in my daily life, honestly. How I train every single day, 7 days a week for dance especially, and how I really try to work hard in everything I'm trying to accomplish and just really trying to work hard.
What does the future hold in store with you, both in your musical career and your dancing?
I can put this in one word by saying I want to be an entertainer. I want to be a dancer as well as a singer. For example, Beyonce is so talented with her dancing as well as her singing and is such an amazing entertainer. And so I really look up to people like her and as well as J-Lo. They are very talented and they're very, very entertaining to watch. And so I aspire to be someone like them one day if I continue to really work hard in the music industry as well as a dancer.
Well, keep in touch with us. It would be great to hear about your future projects. It's been fantastic talking to you on the phone today. Now, we wish you the best of luck, and we hope that you've got the dedication to move both of your careers in the right direction. So, Zara, thank you very much, and best of luck with everything.
Thank you so much for having me. This was so much fun.